I hope you won't mind if I take just a moment and celebrate here, and I'm going to include all of you in this short celebration, because it's a special day. It's a big day for me, to be honest with you. And the reason it is because this is Here's a Thought number 2,500. 2,500 Here's a Thoughts recorded and posted, which to me seems like a big deal. I would have never thought I had this much stuff to talk about. But then again, maybe it's not so much of a surprise. You see, Here's a Thought grew out of the podcasts, which started in the early 2000s. There was a new thing happening back then called blogging, and I wanted to do a blog, a Lenswork blog, but I have terrible typing skills. And so rather than type a blog, I decided to do an audio recording of a blog. I've told this story before, and I know some of you have probably heard it. So I announced the Lenswork audio blog. And about 6 months later, Apple announced to the world podcasting and introduced the concept of essentially what I had called an audio blog, which is why I sort of chuckle, because I get to say that I've been podcasting since before podcasting was podcasting. And last week, I posted podcast number 1,487. Not a very nice round number, but today there is a round number because of Here's a Thought. And just in case you're interested and you haven't heard this story, Here's a Thought grew out of the podcasts. The podcasts tend to be 15, 20, sometimes 25 minutes, and the topics are usually pretty beefy, and I like to get into something in some detail. They're complex issues, and I have a lot to talk about. But in the course of preparing all of those podcasts for years, I had to admit that there were lots and lots of ideas that simply didn't deserve 15 or 20 or 25 minutes worth of conversation. They were little things, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe at most 6 or 7 minutes, small ideas that can make a big impact. But in terms of presenting them, I just needed to get in and get out. And that was the beginning of Here's a Thought. So when you get right down to it, the difference between the Lenswork podcasts and Here's a Thought are only a matter of time. And by the time I started working on Here's a Thought, I'd already done 1,100 podcasts. This is as of March 2019. So I decided to sort of merge them together in some regards. They're on the same RSS feed. And really, when you get right down to it, it's just a matter of length of time. But in March 1st, 2019, we launched Here's a Thought. And today, what you're listening to right now is Here's a Thought number 2,500, which, if nothing else, is a testament to perseverance and sheer stubbornness. But there is an important principle that I want to share because I think it pertains to all of us. You've heard me say before, one of my favorite quotes is from Anais Nin, when she said, "Do not speak unless spoken through." That is the core idea of Here's a Thought. How did I come up with 2,500 topics? And by the way, I'm not done. This is not wisdom that I developed from my own work, occasionally, maybe. But I'm so grateful that so many photographers, so many creative individuals have been willing to share their perspective on photography and art and the creative life. And I try, as best I can, to not speak unless spoken through. This is Here's a Thought number 2,500. Probably 2,490 of those are me sharing what I've learned from other great photographers, artists, other observations, conversation, books that I've read, music I've listened to. And for me, in doing these Here's a Thought commentaries, it's been a great lesson about how to approach the art life. Do not speak unless spoken through. So today, I'm celebrating 2,500 examples of being spoken through. And of course, I can't help but acknowledge the fact that I wouldn't be doing any of this, I wouldn't be having all this fun, if it wasn't for all of you listening, and the encouragement and feedback and ideas that have come my way from you, my listeners, over the years. Thanks, thanks, thanks. I don't know what else I can say. But thanks for 2,500 Here's a Thoughts and 1,500 podcasts. And aren't we delighted to be photographers in this wonderful age of photographic history. I've said for years, it's the best time in the history of photography to be a photographer. I think that more now than ever.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.